Welcome back to the Midday Show. It's my great pleasure to welcome the filmmaker Michael Rowe Hatton to WKZE. This is your first time here, Michael?
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty sure it is. I might be wrong.
Well, you
I feel
are.
Like I
you...
actually was there once with.
Oh.
Is there a guy who ran the Oblong Books who had a long gray ponytail?
That's Dick Hermans. You got it right. Dick Hermans.
Yeah, I was on his show maybe. I don't want to date myself, but it was back in the 1930s. And it was...
Okay, well, you're part of the KZE universe is probably. Michael is a co-director along with filmmaker Peter Yost of a new documentary called Drop Dead City. They're having this remarkable theatrical at the IFC Center in New York City. And to their credit, our friends up at Time and Space Limited in Hudson is doing a sort of a limited theatrical on Friday, July 11th through Monday the 14th. That's coming right up. Drop Dead City is the first ever documentary about the New York City fiscal crisis of 1975, an extraordinary overlooked episode in urban American history that saw an already crumbling city of 8 million people brought to the edge of bankruptcy and social chaos by a perfect storm of greed, incompetence, ambitious social policy, and poor governance. Built entirely of 16-millimeter archival footage, it features present-day interviews with people who were, quote-unquote, in the room. I'm just going to urge people to go to timeandspace.org for tickets and for more details about the film. I'm very pleased to welcome Michael Rowe Hatton back.
Thank you. That's right.
To KZE. You were on Dick Hermans' show,
right.
So you're seasoned here.
I am. Well,
so tell me, Michael.
Good to be here. It's very nice to be here. Thank you for
inviting
me.
Thank you, too. Thank you, too. Well, tell me a little bit about the origin story of Drop Dead City. A lot of people know that line. Obviously, the president at the time, who did not get elected, but he was appointed president by Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, said to New York City, drop dead, right, as it was facing bankruptcy.
Right.
In 1975.
It happens that this is the 50th anniversary of that year. However, my friend Peter and I began this film in 2016, and it kind of came out of a conversation we were having. This is how bad ideas are born. We were kind of kicking around ideas of what would make a good film, and I knew a lot about this topic. My father was very connected to the story, and no one had ever done a movie on it.
Who's your dad?
My dad is, his name is Felix Rowatin, and he was one of the architects of the bailout of the...
Oh, sorry, I mispronounced your name.
No, you got it right. It's kind of corny. But I say Rowhatton, he says Rowatin.
Oh, okay.
Like young Frankenstein, but, you know, not as funny. And I adore my father, so, you know, obviously, since I made this film. But the film is very much not about him, but he's figures in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this... part of the New York City story had never been told as a documentary. It had been told very well in a book called Fear City. But, you know, the New York story is so well chronicled. There's so many great documentaries about New York.
True.
We looked into it, and this one really, this 1975 bankruptcy episode, which is what the film is about. It's about New York City sort of learning very quickly in 1975 that it didn't have enough money to operate and that it was going to go bankrupt if it couldn't raise money. And at that very moment, the banks and the public markets stopped lending money. So it was a crisis of
a perfect storm,
a classic crisis. We've had them before. We've seen this. We know this.
And they were looking for a federal like bailout.
Well, yes. And first they went to Albany and they were looking for money anywhere.
Right.
and this, the basic trajectory is they went to Albany. Albany also was out of cash. This is 1975. You're at the end of the oil shock and the oil crisis. There's a recession. You're kind of at the intersection of computerized accounting and the old way of doing things. It's sort of the... And there was a perfect storm, which is what we talk about in the pitch on the movie, of, you know, huge events in immigration and population shifts. A million Puerto Ricans immigrated into New York City, And there was what was euphemistically called white flight, or maybe that's not a euphemism, but it's a very apt description of about 1 million people, wealthy white New Yorkers running away to the suburbs, and the shifts in tax revenue. And that also stacked against the fact that the banks n did not do their due diligence on the underlying risk of these bonds that were being issued. I feel like I'm not doing a great job of
No,
explaining what
you're
we're dealing.
illustrating
No,
just
no, no. This is
how
why it's
bad
so
it
hard to
got.
tell and why it took us so many years to make it. How what I must say, I feel pretty gratified that it works in 108 minutes, but it's a tough one, tough to
Yeah,
tell.
yeah, yeah. But it's you've got a lot of folks that are recalling it. I assume you have a number of people that you were interviewed. It's not entirely
Yeah, we had
archived.
about 30 interviews with the people, every single one of whom was there at the time. And a lot of this gorgeous footage, because 1965 was the last year that the evening news was shot on film. After that, we transitioned to video.
Gay Pressman.
Gabe Pressman is in our movie.
Archivally and also in
No,
interview.
he's interviewed. Yeah, we got him before he passed away. He's great. We have a
Yeah,
good
no, he
time
was
about
always
him.
so dead
And
on.
well, I'm a New Yorker, and so it was hard for me to tell the story without being kind of to have a little flair and try to make it fun and exciting and interesting. For me, it was a completely the golden age in New York. It was very free and vibrant, and it wasn't depressing and it wasn't grim. But I was young, and if you were young, or if you were an artist, or if you were playing hooky, New York was a great
You
place.
didn't notice it, of course, right? You weren't aware. I grew up in New York City too, and well, out in the mean streets of Forest Hills. We all were having the time of our lives.
Well, and also
And
because it was affordable, you could try to experiment on stuff and try to do something and fail and try to do something else. But it's funny to me that I promised Peter and our wonderful cameraman, Jerry Recius, who shot the film, there was just the three of us. And I promised him because I was the one who kind of connected. I found all the interviews because I was very connected to the story, or I found many of them, I should say. I told Peter and Jerry, we're going to ask every one of these guys what the worst thing that happened to them was in 1975. They're all going to tell us something about they got mugged or the car or some terrible thing. And then we're going to hit them with, but if you could go back there now, would you do it? And they're all going to say yes. And none of them did. Because if you were actually trying to deal with saving New York or managing your way through this crisis, which involved people's lives, these were layoffs that completely changed and wrecked many people's lives, derailed many lives, altered New York profoundly, hospitals closing, schools closing. If you were tasked with that, this was not a romantic exercise. This was not something that you would miss. And they all said, no, why would I want to go back there? For me, and maybe for you, and if you were a punk rocker, I'd
Time of
love to
your
go
life.
back there.
Sure. The
That's
grit. Absolutely. We're talking to Michael Rohatyn, who is half of the directing team of Drop Dead City, which is going to have something of a theatrical at Time and Space Limited. It's running from Friday, July 11th through Monday, the 14th of July. And Michael, you'll be there to do a Q&A on Saturday at the 6:30 screening.
Yes, I will. And
And
streaming some
with
questions.
Peter or
No,
just
not
on your
Peter,
own?
just me. I'm going to
Just
be
you. That's
there. I have to
plenty.
do it
Just
without Peter.
you is plenty. So people again should go to Time and Space with their website and
Yeah.
check out and buy tickets and check it out. And
Go to
Michael,
our website too. We have a nice
oh
website,
yeah, go
Drop Dead
ahead.
City, the movie, and it's got everything in there and where we're screening and our press and fun facts. And it's still playing in New York City. So we've been
Amazing that you've had how many weeks at the IFC
There
Center?
for 12 weeks.
That's unheard of.
It's the longest running doc they've had in the last 2 years.
That's amazing.
It's kind of amazing. I have to say, I agree. So
Well,
you can always see
congratulations.
it there.
It had it, and
Yeah.
I'm going to just throw in there, it also had its world premiere at Doc NYC as the closing night film. So it's got a lot of credibility. And last thing we have to squeeze in is you got a $200,000 Levine Ken Burns Award
Library of
to help
Congress.
you finish the film.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing thing. And unfortunately, we're out of time. So, but I'm sure there's a great story attached to
How
that. But
many other great stories are there? There are many.
yeah.
But I've really enjoyed this. So
Come
thank
back
you
on.
so much.
Just you'll come back
I
on
love it.
Dick Turman's show.
All right.
No, you can come on the midday show as well.
Bring me anywhere, I'll show up.
All right, that's great. Thank you so much for making time today. I appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime at all. You're listening to the midday show on 98.1 KZE.